With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Roughly 20,000 insect species live in Wisconsin. While some may find that unsettling, this month's Science on Tap speaker says our ecosystem depends on all of them. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with the entomologist ahead of his talk.
There is just this amazing diversity of creatures around us. Whether we realize it or not, they really impact our everyday lives.
As the Extension Entomologist Director for Insect Diagnostic Lab, PJ Leash sees a wide variety of insects from day to day. He understands many people don't look at them favorably, but when he sees how much they do for us, he can't help but have an overwhelmingly positive view of them.
They play some really important roles out in nature, such as pollinating plants, serving as food for other creatures, serving as beneficial predators or parasites that perhaps help control some of the insect pests around us. And they do a lot of other great beneficial things for us as well.
It's one of the reasons why news of insect declines is concerning to Leash. Ones like bees and monarchs tend to make headlines, but insect populations have declined by 45% in just the last 40 years.
When it comes to their declines, there's not one single cause for them. It's really death by a thousand paper cuts. It's things like land use changes. The land around us simply does not look the same today that it looked 100 or 200 or 300 years ago. We also have changes with agricultural practices and general use of pesticides in the landscape around us. And then there's lots of other things that are playing roles as well, like lights at night, and light pollution is probably playing a little bit of a role in impacting insects in subtle ways. But in the long run, that may have some pretty significant impacts.
Leash will be talking more about the importance of insects and recent trends at tomorrow's Science on Tap Minocqua. It's at 6:30 at Rocky Reef Brewing Company in Woodruff. Leash hopes people will walk away with a better understanding of the role insects play in the world around them and sparks the curiosity for bugs they might have had when they were kids. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A dairy farm near Merrill will pay $70,000 after triggering a fish kill in Devil Creek. Attorney General Josh Call announced a settlement with the former owners and operators of Morning View Dairy. The settlement was approved by the Lincoln County Circuit Court. The state claimed a leaky valve on the dairy's manure storage facility allowed manure to escape and flow into Devil Creek in June of 2021. DNR fisheries staff then found dead and dying fish from the dairy downstream to where Devil Creek entered the Wisconsin River. The manure leak had caused dissolved oxygen in the water of the creek to drop close to zero, killing all fish in a 3.8-mile stretch of the creek. The settlement requires Morning View Dairy, LLC, Eric W. Roth, the Eric Roth Living Trust, Heinz Roth, and Heinz Roth Living Trust to pay a total of $70,000 in forfeitures, surcharges, court costs, attorney fees, and DNR costs. The City of Ironwood hosts community workshops this week. The meetings are to get public input on the city's comprehensive plan that is being updated right now. Tom Bergman is Ironwood's Community Development Director.
The goal of comprehensive planning is creating a vision for the community and then getting more specific about what the strategies, tasks, and goals throughout the different sectors of the community, what are those strategies and tasks and goals to implement that vision. And in this situation, we're looking out over a 20-year period, basically saying, what do we want Ironwood to be in 20 years from now? And then what are the tools we need to put in place to make that happen?
The first community workshop was held last night. There will be more tonight and tomorrow, starting at 5:30 at the Ironwood Memorial Building.
We're really trying to get ourselves situated so we can take advantage of opportunities that are presented. You know, rather than being just reactionary.
After the meetings this week, the staff and consultants will work on drafting the comprehensive plan. Bergman says the goal is to have it finalized early next summer. Agritourism combines two of Wisconsin's greatest strengths. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited a farm in central Wisconsin to talk about it. He visited Stony Acres Farms in Athens. The governor highlighted the importance of both industries while taking a tour of the farm, where farm owner Tony Schultz showed him all of the different ways they bring customers in. Evers said that while summer tourism is a big moneymaker for the state, Fall tourism has a big impact as well. Evers said farmers are capitalizing on it.
They found that they're not only good farmers, but they're good salespeople. And I think that's important. So I think we'll see more and more of it just because I think they engaging it, their whole families are engaging in it.
He went on to say the state brings in nearly $100 billion a year from agriculture and about $25 billion from tourism. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. What lies beneath the Great Lakes waves is largely unknown, but there's a new push to learn more about thousands of shipwrecks, underwater infrastructure, and the impacts of climate change on the bottom of the world's largest freshwater system. Only 15% of the lake's bottom has been mapped, according to the Great Lakes Observing System. The organization has been pushing since 2018 to secure funding to map the entire lake bed in high resolution. Advocates argue the effort would paint a detailed picture of shipwrecks, infrastructure such as pipelines, and topography that would inform storm surge models as the climate warms. Two Congress members from Michigan introduced a bill that would allocate $200 million for the initiative. A judge has struck down a key part of Michigan's sex offender registry that required thousands of people to remain on the list for life. U.S. District Judge Mark Goldsmith says state lawmakers violated the Constitution. About 17,000 people who were expecting to be on the public registry for 25 years suddenly faced a lifetime sanction after the law was amended in 2011. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.